2ST, it's good times. It's great music with Pete this afternoon. Time for the CompSec Finance Report with Juliana Radley. How are you, Juliana? Good?
Pretty good, thanks.
Let's get straight into it. What's in store for the week ahead, do you think?
Well, look, you know, there's not much economic news on the calendar for us here at home. Later in the week, you've got China and Europe all coming out with their manufacturing numbers. That's going to be really important to drive our market on Friday, especially because on Thursday, we know the US market's going to be closed for Thanksgiving, and they usually actually finish up, close up shop on Wednesday night. No one really comes back into the office on Friday. They're all too busy shopping. It's their biggest shopping day, biggest retail day of the year. Most people either shopping online or going into the stores. But apart from that, here at home, you know, there's not much economic data, but we've got over 200 annual general meetings being held. So there's a lot of data being dropped by key companies trying to, you could say, woo their investors, or at least let their investors know what's going on. It's the first chance for investors to be able to put their hand up and say, look, I want to know what's happening with this company. Anyone can ask a question at these annual general meetings, and everyone gets a vote as well.
Okay, let's talk about something that we hear on these current affairs shows all the time, Juliana. It's about Australia selling off land to overseas people, overseas countries. Rather than lose it, we sell it. But how does that affect the rural stocks, do you think?
Well, look, you know, it's a really interesting topic. Everyone's worried about the land going overseas, but no one seems to be looking at the companies that are managing our rural products going overseas. Today, we've had Elders coming out with their full-year numbers. Look, they did come in with a loss, but it was a much better loss than what they came in with last year. A lot of these companies have been struggling. Elders themselves basically is selling off their auto business, selling off their forestry business, and now putting their rural services business, which is the end of the business, up for sale. So basically putting their own company up on the market. Look, their numbers, they came in with a loss of $60.6 million. They have said that they've seen a bit of improvement in some of the areas of their business. And we've also had a lot of other of these key rural companies that have been under pressure of late. Most of our major rural companies, like Landmark, are owned by overseas giants. We've got our wheat board, which has been taken over by overseas giants as well. So there's not many businesses that are actually run and owned by Australians at the moment. Rural Co is one of those, and they're coming out with their full-year results tomorrow. And Ridley Corp, one of the other smaller companies, holding their annual general meeting. So by the end of the week, we'll probably see what is going to be the plays in this area of the market. It is important because what we can probably see is that most of these companies are going to be taken over in the next few years, whether it's amalgamation of these companies within themselves or taken over by overseas giants.
Do you think foreign ownership's a bit of a bad thing, or do all countries do it?
Look, everyone does it.
Yeah.
I think these are prime assets. These are the companies that are managing our exports of our goods overseas. They're managing a lot of the money that goes into rural properties as well. And I think Elders is one of those that maybe if it does come up for sale and there's an overseas entrant that is interested in buying it, you might see the ACCC or the Foreign Investment Forum throwing their hands up and saying, hey, we need to have a really good look at this deal. We know that Rural Co was interested in buying the company a few months ago. Maybe they'll come out with a statement later this week to say they're still keen, but who knows? We'll just have to wait and see how it plays out.
Okay, Juliana, we'll leave it there. Thanks for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.